We turn now to Michael Jackson's mother speaking out about granddaughter Paris in her first television interview since her granddaughter's apparent suicide attempt. Katherine Jackson, very candid about Paris's road to recovery, as well as revealing new details now about her evolving relationship with her biological mother. And ABC's Alex Perez has that story.
I guess she was suffering and we didn't know it.
Katherine Jackson revealing for the first time her granddaughter's secret struggles, confirming in an interview with 60 Minutes Australia what was once reported as an apparent suicide attempt by Paris Jackson in June was in fact real.
Female 15 OD'd on 20 Motrin and cut her arm with a kitchen knife.
It is reported that she tried to commit suicide. Is that true?
Then she might have. She didn't know how, maybe. I don't know. But yes, it is. But when Michael died, Paris was screaming and crying and saying, I want to go with you, Daddy. I don't want to live without you.
In the interview granted to Australia's Channel 9 after the station made a donation to the Jackson family charity, the matriarch describes Michael's death in 2009 as a seemingly incomprehensible loss to his three children.
They went back in that morgue where Michael was, about 10 times, hugging Michael and kissing him. And, you know, he was dead, but they were still doing that.
The 83-year-old admitting the difficulty in raising three children at her age and detailing the void left in Paris's life.
She had to have his pictures everywhere in her room. Every picture that was hanging on the wall had to be Michael.
Katherine says the 15-year-old is still seeking treatment and is now working on building her relationship with Debbie Rowe, the biological mother of Paris and older brother, Prince.
She understands these kids have a loss, and having their birth mother available is a huge comfort to the kids and to her.
On Thursday, the Jackson family gathered outside Michael's childhood home in Indiana, celebrating what would have been his 55th birthday, a loss Katherine will never forget.
It's like having a ring and one diamond missing, and you never can replace it.
For Good Morning America, Alex Perez, ABC News, New York.